I'm going to call the September 22nd meeting of the Catuit Fire District Prudential Committee to order at 5:01 p.m. Would the members please state their names? Need to turn on.
Laurie Hadley. Marge Wallace.
Fran Parks, also Treasurer Daly's present, and our clerk, Mr. Eager. I'd asked Tony to send us the treasurer's reports via email, the monthly reports. And did anybody get one?
When you talk about monthly reports, are you talking about the budget?
Yeah.
You didn't get one this week?
No.
I'll look into it.
Okay, thanks.
Did you get one the week before?
No.
She's mailing them weekly, so the machine she got, I think, is set up to send. She scans it, sends. So,
not fax. Email.
But the PDFs get emailed out of the copy machine somehow. So,
yeah.
Right. I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll make sure you get one tomorrow.
Great. Thank you.
Excuse me. Is anyone recording?
Oh, sorry. Is anybody recording?
Amy Cates, I'm recording.
Thank you. So we have some minutes that we need to approve. They are the okay. So it's the minutes from the 24th of August meeting, 2014, and the minutes from the September 4th meeting of 2014. So if everyone's satisfied with the minutes, could I have a motion to accept those minutes?
I move that we adopt the minutes as written.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So I spoke with Mr. Boudreaux about the contract that we have with people that use the building and not leaving it the way they found it.
Yeah.
And so he said probably the best thing for us to do would be to send a letter and also keep them on a yearly basis in terms of a contract. So sign a new contract.
Okay.
And reinforce that they're to find the leave the building the way
right.
They find it, and lights off and windows closed, blah, blah, et cetera, et cetera. And then if they don't comply with that,
I'll draft the letter and send it to you.
Great, thank you. I'm meeting tomorrow morning with the contractor for the HVAC to look over the building with him. The notifications to NSTAR and the gas company have been done. The exterior painting bit have gone out to bid. And we're going to have a site visit October 2nd. Jay from the door company has been down, and he measured the front doors to put in the new hardware for the front doors that's hopefully going to work. And I had a quote for replacing the basement doors, putting panic bars on them, and also fixing at the top of those exterior basement stairs are gates to prevent anybody from falling in, and one of them is broken, and I forgot the bid. And it would also included putting panic bars on these two side doors here also, which are frequently left open. But since I forgot the bid, I'll do it at the next time. But I think we're looking at around one door may not. The bid is, the doors is just to replace the doors themselves, which Mr. Kerfelt could be done without having to replace the frame if the frames have to be removed and reinstalled, they're in the concrete foundation, so that would be much, much more expensive to do that. Landscaping. I think prior to the painting, we probably should have the shrubs around the buildings trimmed, because some of them are just actually growing up the building or leaning on the building, and it's going to make it hard. Does anybody have any suggestions as to who to get a bid from?
No, Paul Boynton does it. I think Roger just does the snow removal.
Okay. And I can try Catuit Landscaping. They did it last time when we had the basement work done. Okay. Shouldn't be too expensive. Mr. Daly, myself, Mr. Mycock, and Mr. Boudreau met last week and discussed how we're going to handle High Street, putting it on the central register, and the consensus was to go as a unique designation. They're still working on so that needs to be in for 30 days before we can come up with a date for or once that's done, we can come up with a date. What's the land trust needs to get 50 signatures to put a warrant on that meeting. And I'm still not clear if Mr. Boudreau and the town attorney have come up with a solution for the problem that for the district to hold the land as conservation land. There seems to be some question that we may be able to do it with our enabling legislation. Yeah, right. So there's...
You know, there's always at least, when you get lawyers involved, there's always at least three sides to the story.
Absolutely, absolutely. So they're still working on that. And I hadn't heard anything from him today. So any other questions about High Street? Marge, we're going to get some information about signs for us.
Yes. I sometimes contact Rick Gallo, who owns a company called Signposts out of Marston's Mills. And he wanted as much... He did the signage for the Civic Association. So he knows exactly what we're looking for in terms of a sign and the inserts. He did both pieces of that. And he needed some estimate for the wording, because I guess you pay by the letters and all. So until this morning, I had not heard from him. He said he would try to get back to me this morning, which he did, by email, which you have in front of you. the civic signs, he said, are 36 inches. Left to right, and the height's around 24 inches. And for the signage, I kind of guess at what we might want. And just say Catuit Fire District. And then I don't know whether you want to use the word special or
It would have to be either regular or special.
Okay. So we do need... So the word meeting would be firm, and special or regular would be an insert. And then the day and the date, because technically it doesn't have to be on a Wednesday. It could be any night we chose, correct?
Oh, the special meeting can be any time.
Right, right. So we need
but
signs.
The regular meetings are definitely
right,
Wednesday.
But we
still have to say Wednesday. We need a date. And that's what you've got there, day and date.
Right. Do we not want a day for the special? If he's making a sign, that's an insert.
Yeah.
For the regular meeting, you say it does. It can just say the day.
Right, because
the date, just the
Wednesday.
Date. Right, right. but for a special, we would need to say whether it's Monday, Tuesday, whatever it is. And the time might, is it always 7:30?
Yes, it's in the bylaws.
For a special as well?
For a special, you can do, I think, anytime.
Okay, so we need an insert for the time as well. Is that right, Charlie?
But I think it's better if we stay consistent, if we do 7:30.
Okay, fine. We would have to remember to always do that.
Just because people are used to it.
Right. And so the next thing is to decide how many signs we want around town, I think. I would think no fewer than four. I would think the post office, if the post office lets it do it now, they're letting the Civic Association back in. So I would think that they would let the Prudential Committee or the come back in.
Actually, that's church property where they're putting it, so post office isn't anything to say about it.
Isn't it going at the post office?
It is, but it's out by the headed out by the street.
Oh, okay.
So that's church property.
Okay. So it can go there, it can go at School Street. But then I think we need them out a little ways, like either at the end of Main Street or the end of Putnam Avenue where CVS is. So that people see it. People say they don't all come into the village. So it's not enough, I don't think, to come just downtown.
You know, Marge, we could probably put one on every corner.
I know.
So it wouldn't be enough.
What I was trying to think of is where the Friends do it for the Plant Bacon Treasure Sale. They do a dozen signs. So I know we don't want to do that, but it depends. If we order four or more, it's $200 a sign. They're fairly substantial, and I think we wouldn't be replacing them.
Well, even those metal ones that we used lasted a good long time.
Right.
And had they been taken care of properly, we'd probably still be using them.
Yeah. So that's the I didn't get this information until today, and a question was raised to me that this was not on the original agenda. Could we vote on it?
It's on the agenda now. We have an amended agenda.
I understand. But within the 48 hours, I did call the Attorney General about it today. And if we knew about it, if we had the information within the 48 hours, it had to be on the agenda. There was no guarantee I was going to hear from signposts in time. So we can vote on it. Yes, we can.
So, we'll also need signs for voting to go into there, into those, you know, voting Tuesday.
Yeah, where it says special or regular meeting, you would also have to have one that says voting.
Voting.
Okay.
And do we know how much the inserts cost?
No. But I thought, from reading this, it sounded like that's what this was going to cost. Because it said the slide.
Well, I find this confusing,
I just thought this.
I understand.
Yeah. I mean, you can't be talking about the inserts costing that.
No.
Right.
So, I think. Did he give you, you probably don't have any, know how long it would take him to fabricate these?
No.
Okay. So I think we need to know.
What he's talking about.
Yeah, I'd like a mock-up
of
what it looks like.
And total price.
Total price. And I think, aren't the Civic Association ones single-sided?
Yes.
They're just single-sided?
Yep.
Yeah. Right,
You save a little bit because you don't need a second panel.
Right.
But the printing is.
Yeah. Okay. So can we leave that in your hands too?
Yeah.
And then if we need to make a decision sooner than our next meeting, we can just meet for a few minutes and do that.
Okay. This is a side business for him. So he's easy to get a hold of.
Now, wasn't it Jordan Signs or Chip Pollock that did the board?
Yeah, he did that up there. Yeah.
Yep. Did you want to talk to them as well, maybe?
Who is that?
They're on Enterprise Road in Hyannis.
Okay.
They used to be Jordan Signs. They're pretty much right across from where the cut through comes in from the mall.
What's the name of
that? They're Jordan Signs now, but two companies got together.
Okay.
I'll email it to you. I've got it at home.
That's fine.
Yeah. So. Any other matters to come up?
I just want to remind you I will not be at the regular October meeting.
Yes, right. Somewhere in the Mediterranean, correct?
Somewhere in the Mediterranean that night, yes.
Okay. All right. Is there any public comment?
Amy Cates, my question is the status of the negotiations with the firefighters, the union negotiations.
Isn't that coming from the fire department?
Yeah. They're being held.
It's ongoing. So I'll entertain a motion. Oh, I know, I forgot one thing. I listened to the wrap-up meeting that they had for the lights, the new street lights, and everybody was very pleased. So the adjustments for the no-charge free period is all done. The complaint rate was less than 1%.
Wow.
Which is pretty good. it's going to be 3.5 kilowatts saved. It's a 10-year warranty, and the payback is going to be about 6 years. So the operating manuals are on their way. So, and then Mike sent me an email saying they're going to fix the ones out on Putnam Avenue. There's still one of the old lights out there. And those are the ones that were erroneously being billed to COMM.
Okay.
So, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.